This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Late last night, an Adam Schefter tweet said that Mike McCarthy wants the Jet job, that all the other jobs out there he's not interested in, and maybe they're not interested in him. I don't know. But seems to me that there should be some interest in a guy like that. And my perspective is this, too. You got to remember. As a Minnesota Vikings fan, who's been their biggest nemesis? The Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers usually get the best of the Minnesota Vikings. Mike McCarthy's been the coach of the Green Bay Packers. I was in Pittsburgh when the Green Bay Packers beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Super Bowl. So my experiences of Mike McCarthy is that's a great head coach who is beating the teams that I have an interest in. So, when that guy becomes available out of seemingly nowhere this year, because no one was talking about him getting fired going into this season, it was all about the Packers are going to bounce back, and this is going to be a hot team in the NFC and all of that, and it falls apart, and Mike McCarthy's available, and he wants to coach the Jets, who we didn't know if that job was going to be open or not when you've got Sam Darnold. It seems crazy to me to not immediately, once he expresses interest, go out there and get them, especially with the landscape of the other coaches.
Just ask you this. Okay, the landscape of other coaches, there could still be another coach available. I still have not seen a signed contract. I have not seen the extension for John Harbaugh down in Baltimore. I keep hearing different, nuanced words around the potential extension. Could they be waiting for that as well?
Well, now they have the luxury to wait, because if Mike McCarthy is taking himself out of these other jobs and it's either the Jets or not coaching, they can wait around, see if John Harbaugh wants to or does not sign that contract extension. And then if he says no, then you go to McCarthy. Now, could that tick off McCarthy? And he says, what, I'm not your first choice? Maybe. But that's a risk that maybe you can run now. So I don't know. I would wait for John Harbaugh if there was any possibility. But it seems to me I haven't heard one thing out of the other side that it's coming to an end.
Like for me, with the hiring of LaFleur, Kingsbury, and now Arians, that doesn't speed up my clock other than maybe thinking about potential
the
staff.
Right? Yeah.
Specialists. But I know who Arians is hiring. He's hiring the guys that he had in Arizona. He's going to try to recreate that whole thing down in Tampa. So I don't know who Kingsbury is hiring, and I do know that LaFleur basically is inheriting McCarthy's staff. They're keeping Pettin as their defense coordinator. I think they're going to keep Joe Philbin as their offensive line coach. So, LaFleur essentially is a glorified offense coordinator who becomes the head coach. Yes. He's not going to have any power whatsoever up there. They just want him to connect with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, they're basically hired a guy.
Don't worry about defense. Don't worry about anything. Just worry about that quarterback and get the best out of him. That's basically what they're telling him. And I don't blame him for taking that job, because you don't say no to an NFL team unless, of course, your name is Josh McDaniels. Whose name, by the way, hasn't been linked to anything that I have seen other than Cleveland, but I don't even know that that's even in play anymore.
Yeah, and he said that it's over now as far as any interviews or anything like that. He's not thinking about it. He's going to be back with New England next year. All right, Jerry Recco is here. Good morning, Jerry.
Morning, brought to you by 2x London. Visit the engagement experts in Americana, Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. You guys talking about McCarthy. You also have Arians to Tampa, as you talked about as well. Todd Bowles looks like he'll be the defensive coordinator there. Cliff Kingsbury to the Cardinals, and Dirk Cutter be the offensive coordinator in Atlanta. We've got playoff football on Saturday. Colts and Chiefs, the very young and boomers love, Patrick Mahomes says, need a full 60-minute effort.
You have to find ways to keep battling on, keep pushing on, and not trying to just get through the game. You want to stay on the attack. You want to stay aggressive and find ways to win football games.
That is the early game on Saturday. Saturday night, you've got the Rams home for the Cowboys. Jerry Jones with Sean and RJ on the Fan in Dallas yesterday. How you doing, sir?
Great this morning. Great. Beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
I just bought me a $250 million mega yacht.
Called the Bravo Eugenia.
Ah, got Glory Hole, spa. Baby. Good. Change that name to Glory Hole.
A gym. and a helipad.
Wait, how big is it?
360 feet.
Oh, my god.
$250 million. I'm telling you, that's the kind of thing that you need to be on. Forget about Forbes, your yummies and all that stuff. You need to get yourself on a yacht like that.
I said $6 billion now. Forbes has him valued at $7.8 billion. So he's fine.
Yeah, believe me, Jeff Bezos can buy him fine. 50 times over. So don't worry about it.
Good morning.
I don't know what that has to do with him buying a boat, but okay.
No, he's rich, but he ain't all that rich.
Jeff Bezos didn't buy the yacht. He did.
What took him so long, right? I mean, he's an old guy now.
Maybe he didn't want it. I don't know.
But you better get on that yacht every day in the offseason.
What do you
suppose
the payroll is to run that yacht annually?
I would probably say at minimum, $5 to $10 million just to run the yacht itself. That doesn't count gas or any of that stuff. No, I'm just talking about the staff.
It's not a cruise ship. It's not going to be traveling year round.
You don't hire a captain on a trip by trip basis. You hire that captain.
About a captain. He said fuel.
Fuel is probably going to be the most expensive thing.
It will be, but the staff as well. I mean, you got to pay. You're paying like a staff
full-time
of 20
staff, right?
to 25.
You got to have engineers. You got to have the captain. You got to have the interior. The people that take care of the bedrooms.
Chefs, you got to have
life
chefs.
Below
you
deck.
Have
what's that show?
Below Deck. Yeah,
right. They should do a show with this boat.
Jerry Jones Below Deck.
Hard Knocks.
My God.
Below Deck with Jerry Jones.
Oh, that would be all over that
on the glory hole.
Yep.
What's that?
I was reading the TMZ article. It said it sleeps something like 14 people, but has room for a staff of 30.
Like 30.
The staff.
There you go. You got to give them benefits. You got to give them
benefits.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, health insurance.
100%.
I'm pretty sure they're getting a pretty good deal with whatever insurance company the Cowboys are using.
Yeah, I guess so.
You can add on another 30 people.
Wow.
Yeah. Why not?
You're on the Cowboys payroll.
Maybe you could be on there.
I would love to be on there.
Maybe just spin some tunes on there as a DJ.
You could be like the guy who does all the announcements, you know, for what's coming up.
What's he paying
me?
What's he paying me?
Mr. Jones would like you in the. Whatever the food deck is.
I could be the PA announcer for the boat.
Why not?
That.
Yes, you can do the PA announcer.
Galley.
You could also maybe become a DJ for the boat. Like DJ Rec.
DJ, I'd rather just be the announcement guy. I like that.
DJ Rec, I like it.
That would be fine.
And it wouldn't be R-E-C-C, it'd be W-R-E-C-K.
Wow.
Right?
You think you missed your calling. I can see you now, DJ Rec.
Yeah!
Never wanted to.
Rio de Janeiro with DJ Rec.
Everybody to the dance floor. I'm finally out of New Jersey, bitches.
You sound like Brandon Tierney, though.
Boom!
Bring a little of the Jersey Shore. Jerry Jones.
That would be a good through life. On a boat off the coast of Texas.
Off the coast of Texas?
Well, where do you think he's keeping the boat?
We're going to Rio, man. We're going,
that's
we're
going to the Mediterranean.
But where would you
go?
It's not going to be docked outside of like Galveston.
Why wouldn't it? And then you...
It'd probably be in Miami.
They'll
Miami.
They'll put it somewhere else.
Happy ending.
To the helicopter. To the boat.
So you leave the boat in Brazil.
Or you leave it in Miami.
I guess.
Come on, Jay.
He lives in Texas,
though.
You
put it like Mykonos or something, and you fly.
Mykonos?
DJ Rec. And then you put it up for, people can probably charter it and things of that nature to offset some of the costs, maybe. I don't know.
Boy, I made some dumb sound.
Oh, man. I love it.
Would you, how many months, if Jerry Jones came to you, how many months would you feel comfortable leaving your family to go be DJ Rec?
No, you think the whole family would?
I would not.
No.
Can't do it. No, I wouldn't.
Right?
No.
One month to be DJ Rec on Jerry Jones' yacht? It's tough, man. It's tough.
How much
Daddy, you're going where?
$25,000 for the month, $30,000 for
you'd
the
get
month.
Get more than that, I think.
Well, I'm trying to give you a baseline.
You'd probably get 50. I'd say 50.
Plus for benefits.
For $50,000, I would go for a month. Yes, I would say so. Am I shorting myself?
You might be.
With these noises and this kind of entertainment, I just think you're worth more than that.
Have you seen Life Below Deck?
Oh, it's great.
Yes. These people don't want these noises.
Oh, they're the worst, those charter guests. Jerry Jones would be a great charter guest, though, I feel like. He'd be
fun.
Yeah, he'd be fun. He'd have a good time. He wouldn't.
Buying rubbers.
What? What was that?
Your Schween gets around.
Did you see Jerry with his shirt off, like tossing yachts?
I can definitely see it.
That's yeah. Sick. With the cowboy star painted on his chest.
I'd say $50,000 for the month, I might get the star tattooed on my chest. Or at least on the back, anyway.
I'll have to make a call.
Here call is
old Jer.
Happy ending.
Yeah. Here's Jones once again on The Fan in Dallas. Happy to be going to L.A. for reasons you might not have thought of.
I've got a great lineage of family that live there. They, when we go to a family reunion, they said, but Jerry, we don't sound like you do. You sound a little different.
You're going to be giving away a lot of tickets. Going to be a lot of Cowboy fans there, you would think. Here was Aqib Talib. He was reminded by a reporter that their run defense has been bad statistically. And so then he brought up a good defense that didn't do so hot last week.
Where was Houston at in run D? Where was they at?
They were below you guys, I guess.
They was like first or something, weren't they?
Yeah.
What the coach did. 150, so nah, numbers don't matter.
Okay.
Man, if that happened, if Zeke comes in there and does 150. Actually, the Colts ran for 200 on Houston.
It's a lot of yards.
What's the number one run defense?
Yeah, what the Colts did.
Yeah, I like it, but they also got shut out in the second half.
Aqib Talib, man. I love any interview with him or Marcus Peters, you can get
Peters
just about anything.
But Peters was disappointing. He didn't give you much yesterday.
Well, I'm seeing his ass, I'm going to beat his ass. Aqib Talib said about Harry Edwards. He goes, well, where are you going to see him? We got the same agent. I'll find him. When I see his ass, I'll beat his ass. That's the greatest thing.
The fan in San Diego is reporting that the Raiders have contacted the office of San Diego's mayor.
Yeah, no kidding.
About okay. Moving on, Knicks at Golden State.
I mean, could you imagine that? There's no way the Spanos family will let that happen. There's no way the NFL would let that. I don't think the NFL would let that happen.
Well, I mean, it's a little late in the game for San Diego to get involved, is it not?
Yeah, but actually, I think we spoke about this like two months ago or so, Jerry, about where the Raiders were going to play next year, because everybody just assumes that they would go and play at UNLV.
Right.
That is not an option.
No. London, right, Mexico, AT&T Stadium, AT&T Park in San Francisco is an option.
Or
and
Levi.
They're saying Levi Stadium, yeah. But according to the article, I guess the Raiders and Niners don't get along, so maybe that won't work.
Raiders don't get along with anybody.
Raiders should go play at AT&T. That would make the most sense. Fan base right there in San Francisco, right?
I guess so.
Why
but
not?
Why would San Francisco 49ers want the
Cash.
Raiders in San Francisco? They
why?
Don't.
They why don't. Wouldn't they?
This is going to be a really interesting thing, man. This is I still think that there's a very good chance that they end up playing again in Oakland. I think they'll play one more year in Oakland.
Well, the Knicks were in Oakland last night, and things went pretty much the way you thought they would.
Thompson for three. Clay Thompson lining it up. 41 points for Thompson. That's his sixth three-pointer.
That's Mike Breen on MSG. He would finish with 43 points. Pretty impressive. Warriors beat the Knicks 122-95. Kevin Durant, 24 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists as well. David Fizdale, your team's 10-31. So what's that say?
We got a long ways to go. We got a lot of work to do.
He says,
"Yeah, it's getting old, but he's doing a good job right now. This is what
we need." And the Suns won last night.
Yeah, and it was really good to see, you know, Kevin Durant in the kind of like the shadow of the Knick uniform, just to kind of match what that's going to look.
So does 20-62 get it done for them? You think? If
no.
You just double.
What is getting the top three, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say top three, 20-62.
I had to look at the standings from last year just to get a gauge.
Here was Stephen Bondi caught up with Durant at Shootaround asking him about free agency in the Knicks.
Nothing's ever come from you, so I was wondering, is any of that stuff true? Is that a team you might consider?
I have no clue where that stuff comes from. I just focus on playing ball every single day. I can't control what people say about me or what they say about my future or what I should do.
So,
he's right.
Saying
right.
All the right things. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, so the Suns were 21-61 last year with the worst record.
So 20-62 would be perfect.
Right, it would.
And
yeah,
they
I guess
are on
you'd
pace.
Sign for that. Yeah.
Mentioned the Suns losing. They're 10-32 right now. So those two teams are even in the win column.
Right? Yeah.
They won last night.
Yeah.
They beat the Kings, yes. T-Wolves beat the Thunder last night, 119-117. I told you the other day, the what do you call it? T-Wolves have a 32-year-old interim head coach. I did not know it was the son of Flip Saunders.
Yeah, neither did I.
I was not aware of that until yesterday.
Yeah, and I guess his first play that he ran out of an inbounds was his dad's favorite play or something like that. It was, I don't know, it was a cool story.
So Ryan Saunders wins in his coaching debut. He had the Sixers beat the Wizards 132-115. Raptors over the Hawks 104-101. Nets and Hawks tonight. Number one Duke beat Wake Forest 87-65. Your boy Zion Williamson, 30 points, 10 rebounds. Villanova beat number 24 St. John 76-71 with a big second half. You got Rutgers against number 16 Ohio State tonight. Seton Hall facing Butler tonight. Yankees pitcher CC Sabathia cleared to resume baseball activities after undergoing the heart procedure to unclog an artery last month. NBC Sports in Philadelphia reporting that the Phillies, who do have this meeting set up with Bryce Harper Saturday, are expected to make a second offer to Manny Machado this week. We'll see what happens there. Golden Knights beat the Rangers 4-2. Sabres over the Devils 5-1. Hurricanes snap the Islanders' six-game winning streak with a 4-3 win.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.